What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a while back, I was talking about the need to return to civility in our public discourse. And there have been these incidents of officials and politicians literally being harassed while they're out eating dinner at a restaurant. You had Maxine Waters was out there literally telling people, get into their face, get in front, just give them a hard time. And apparently it happened last night to Ted Cruz. And apparently this group of people came on in screaming about Kavanaugh nomination, believe the survivor, vote no on Kavanaugh, and just really gave them a hard time to the point where Cruz and his wife wanted to leave. For some reason, the restaurant door was jammed and the staff had to work on getting it open. Nobody knows why they did it. But this group bragged about their thuggishness on Twitter. And again, I don't like to see this kind of thing because it shows that we are, in fact, edging closer to civil war. What happens when somebody gets killed by one of these gangs? Now, a lot of people are still wondering about this article that came out in the New York Times that basically said that Rod Rosenstein had planned to wear a wire to secretly record the president to try and build up evidence for his removal via the 25th Amendment. And there was an article over in 12160.info that basically came up with a rather interesting theory, because McCabe and Rosenstein are kind of adversarial right now over what's going on down. And the article in the New York Times may have been from the McCabe camp sending a message to Rosenstein: don't you dare let Trump declassify those documents. If you let us go down, we'll take you down with us. And apparently Rosenstein was actually doing his best to slow roll Trump and keep the truth from coming on out. We need to start demanding those documents be declassified. There's no reason for them to be classified. They're public records. They're not military secrets. Project Veritas has struck yet again. And this is the fourth installment in a series about the deep state. And this report features two IRS officials who are candidly discussing that the IRS is still targeting conservative nonprofit groups. And the two officials in the report are Thomas Sheehy, who's an IRS tax examiner and member of the Austin Democratic Socialists of America in Texas, and Jerry Samasik, an IRS attorney in Washington, D.C. So there's still, and apparently at one point in the video, one of them says, I don't give a blank if it's a crime. So how unbelievably corrupt the system has become here. Moving on to the economic news, the European Union is going to create special payment channels with Iran to basically get around the U.S. sanctions. Europe has apparently decided they're not going along despite all the arm twisting. All they've got to do is figure out a way that they can get money to Iran and get products back that is outside the U.S. banking system and outside of the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, cryptos took another clubbing this morning. They got to be feeling like baby seals right about now here. Apparently, the trustee liquidating the defunct exchange Mt. Gox has offloaded another $230 million worth of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And yeah, when you drop that much of it that fast, you're going to send the price crashing. I don't know why they weren't just being a little more steady, letting it out, not panicking people here. Meanwhile, Bank of America and Goldman Sachs are predicting that gold is going to rise and it will go above 1300 based on the fact that the value of the dollar is being eroded by the U.S. government's practice of just printing more money whenever they need it. And that, of course, makes perfect sense here. When you have a nation and it's got so much worth, and you have a currency out there, you have the amount of currency divided into the nation's worth, and that tells you what the individual currency is worth, more or less. And if you start flooding more and more of that currency out there, eventually its value erodes, and you have to print more of it to keep up. And that gets us back to like Zimbabwe territory, where they were walking around with pieces of paper saying $10 billion for the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Oil prices have hit a four-year high of $81 because of the looming Iran sanctions, and it's likely to go over $100. And apparently, Saudi Arabia and Russia are rejecting calls from the United States to increase production. Now, I can understand why Russia would do that. I'm not sure what Saudi Arabia is thinking here. Maybe they're just thinking they don't want to devalue their oil. They've got a seller's market here, and they're going to take advantage of it. So when you go on out to your car and you fill it up and you look at that gas pump and you are shocked by that new number that is so much larger than it used to be, you know who to blame for that. It's this ridiculous sanctions campaign against Iran. It's all the war hawks that want Iran destroyed. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. China is sort of sending mixed signals about the trade war. They're indicating that they're willing to talk, but the way they put it is the door is open for trade war talks, but not with the American knife at its neck. And again, that's a very Asian mindset. You know, we will talk as equals, not with you basically threatening us to do what you want. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Here's a little interesting statistic from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And basically talking about consumer expenditures. And back in 2017, Americans spent more on taxes than on food and clothing combined. The average household spent $9,562 on food and clothing in 2017, but they spent $16,749 on federal, state, and local taxes. That's almost twice as much. Now, the question you need to be asking yourself is, are you getting value for that money? That's a lot of money you're spending. Are you getting anything for it that you want? Or is it all going away to Israel and the war machine and the refugees and taking care of the illegal immigrants? Speaking of the illegal immigrants here, the Border Patrol has launched Operation Blazing Sands in the California desert near where they're already starting to build the wall. And Border Patrol has noticed an uptick in smuggling organization activity along a stretch of border in the southeasternmost part of the California desert. And so they've set up Operation Blazing Sands, which is a collaboration between Border Patrol's El Centro and Yuma sectors. So it'll be out there. Now, London is starting to resettle the white helmets from Syria to Great Britain. And I have to wonder what the British people are feeling about this, given the terrible image the white helmets have. Because far from the official story that they're a great bunch of people and they're there just to help, we know that they're the authors of some of these false flag chemical weapons attacks. We know that they're really al-Nusra, just with a different hat on. And so London is starting to bring them into the country. Now, this one is going to shock you. There's a new study that came out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Yale University, and they have found the number of illegal immigrants in the United States is twice that of current estimates, a total of 21.1 million people. 21.1 million. Million illegal immigrants. That's coming up close to 10% of the entire population, and they're all going to be voting Democrat in November. So up in Sweden, which, as you know, they recently had elections, and the anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats made considerable gains. And so today, in a no-confidence vote, Sweden's prime minister has just been ousted. They've had enough. That's it. They've just had enough. Apparently, Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison, and the judge promptly denied him bail. But at least Cosby got a fairer trial than Kavanaugh's getting. Okay. do you remember Brian Krasenstein? Steen, sorry. He's hailed as a hero of the resistance, of the anti-Trump resistance. And in a secret recording, these people do love to brag about what they're doing. They do love to brag about what they're doing. He admits to being paid for hijacking Trump's Twitter feed. And basically, he says the reason is to spam the president's feed and prevent positive commentary from being visible at the top when people scroll through the responses. These people love to cheat. I mean, so they're using social media as a weapon now against Donald Trump, against we the people. So apparently Turkey has fined Google $15 million over breaches of competition. And this is from the Turkish Anti-Monopoly Committee. And it was over breaches of competition legislation in the sphere of software for mobile phones. Now, we're starting to hear a lot of this, even here in the United States of America, that social media, these companies are monopolies, and they should be broken up to bring back diversity of opinion, to basically level the playing field again. So Turkey is dealing with that issue as well. Google is also dealing with an issue in that it admits it's still allowing apps to scan your Gmail accounts for data and share the information. It doesn't say how many have violated its policies. And again, privacy is gone. Privacy is gone. It's open season on the American people. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to protect confidential information. And we're not talking about crime fighting or anti-terror here, because we already know real criminals and terrorists can create their own encryption that nobody knows how to break. We've already proved that. This is about spying on ordinary people. And we know there have been times in the past where the United States government has literally broken into computers expressly for the purpose of stealing business secrets, corporate espionage. And that's not what the government is supposed to be doing. Apparently, a former Google executive, Anthony Lewandowski, has filed the IRS paperwork to establish an official religion devoted to technology. And this religion will worship scientific progress, but it will also worship artificial intelligence and create its own godhead. This is almost as far out there as the Scientologists. Actor James Wood has now been banned from Twitter. And that's a very high-profile person to ban from Twitter. It really, really is. But at this point, we're seeing a tremendous amount of arrogance. And it may well be that the Democrats are telling all of these social media corporations, don't you worry about it. When we regain Congress, you guys are going to be just fine. We won't let anything happen to you. And as a matter of fact, all the talk about breaking up the monopolies are coming from the Republican side, because they're the ones who are being treated unfairly by all this filtering. Over at the Rutherford Institute, they're denouncing all of this censorship. of independent news agencies saying that it's undermining press freedom. We have social media along with corporate media feeding constant false news, and those of us trying to get the truth out there find ourselves under attack. And if you really look at it, Facebook is becoming literally an arm of the government. They're controlling the online discussion. Now, they're claiming they're trying to fight Russian, Iranian, and all those other really, really bad people. But the reality is what we're seeing already. Their job is to enforce the official establishment Washington and NATO view of the world. We're good. They're bad. Let's go to war. The British government is getting ready to set up a regulator for the internet, which will include a compulsory code of conduct and age verification for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay. Now, a lot of us independent media outlets, we are dependent on ad revenues. And it's a two-edged sword because sometimes dealing with some of these advertising agencies, some are really good, some are not so good. Some are downright dishonest. And apparently, crypto jackers have been using YouTube ads to mine digital currencies on your machine. And apparently, it was targeted users through Google's advertising service. So somehow this malware got past all the people at Google who are supposed to be looking out for this stuff and went out over YouTube. And nobody knows how far it's gone. But apparently this malware was found to contain CoinHive that can use up to 80% of your CPU power to generate digital currencies for anonymous hackers. Sometimes I get really disgusted. Anytime somebody comes up with something good, people do bad things with it. Crime is running rampant all across this country, and not just cybernetic crime. And it's another sign of a declining empire. Everybody's grabbing everybody else's money. Apple has other things they need to worry about right now. Apparently, do you remember the iPhone 4 fiasco? Where if you held the phone a certain way and your thumb covered the antenna, it was a little stripe on the side, you'd lose your connection. Well, it turns out the latest iPhone XS, users are reporting reduced cell and Wi-Fi reception, that it's not performing as well as the earlier models. And apparently the FCC ran tests that seemed to indicate, yeah, it's not connecting as well with the cell towers. It's not connecting as well with Wi-Fi. It may have to do with the new antenna design. May have to do with the fact that there's glass on both the front and the back. There is a company called Square Trade, and they are a device insurer where you can get an insurance policy on your device. They are already started consumer testing on the iPhone XS and the XS Max. And they've discovered that it does not survive a drop from 6 feet. So you might want to get yourself a nice, fluffy, padded case. But the phone failed every single drop test they put it through. It almost seems like, you know, Apple is out there, you know, pushing a new look and a new menu. But if you really think about it, smartphones have plateaued out. What else can they possibly do that they're not already doing? All right, we got to take a quick break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, and I'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse for every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go to the phones here to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. You ever use Start Page?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. You know, a lot of times I've been on a public library and I put in Start Page. It might work once, but it won't go back to it. Google, it'll go back to it. Yahoo, it'll go back to it. But some of them they don't want you to use because they can't track you. Do anything makes any sense? Some says they can't.
Well, StartPage is supposed to be all about privacy, but they do, in fact, use the Google search engine on their back end. So you're still going to get the same.
But can they track you? Can they track you?
What, StartPage? No. The whole point of their system is they don't track you.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, can you, like, turn off your computer speaker because I'm hearing myself in the background?
They probably got us bugged, you know, I mean, hacked into us.
Well, again, a lot of browsers now have what they call anonymous mode or safe mode. We don't know if they really work or not. Everybody's lying about this stuff. But if you're not doing anything illegal, you know, I think the time has come to just kind of shrug it all off If you are doing something illegal, then you better take steps to make sure your communications are secured. The tracking that's being done on search engines is primarily about building marketing profiles.
But they need to learn, listen and learn like anybody else. Write to CIA and tell them what you read. They're no different than anybody else.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing your point of view here, and we're going to let you go and get back here to the news before our top hour guest. Qualcomm has accused Apple of stealing trade secrets described as vast swaths of information. They filed charges in a San Diego court as of last night. And apparently Qualcomm is concerned that Apple has stolen a lot of their trade secrets. So people look at movies like James Bond and The World of Spies. The world of industrial espionage, corporate espionage, is much, much bigger than the world of spies between countries. All right. Over at the United Nations, and you'd think these people would actually know better, they've accidentally exposed passwords and sensitive data to the entire internet. Apparently, they were using Trello, which is a popular workplace project management website, and they didn't properly secure the accounts. And according to The Intercept, the affected data included credentials for a UN file server, the video conferencing system at the UN's language school, and a web development environment for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. It was made available to anyone who had the links to the material, as opposed to specific users who had to be granted access here. Over in Philadelphia, and this is good news, and it's kind of ironic because it was the Philadelphia Inquirer many, many years ago that first broke the story about the abuses of civil forfeiture and how people were losing their houses because their kids smoked a joint in it, things like that. But Philadelphia has agreed to rein in its civil forfeiture program and pay $3 million to innocents whose property it wrongly confiscated. Attorneys with the Institute for Justice sued in 2014 over policies that let law enforcement take property suspected of being tied to crime, even when the owner clearly wasn't part of the crime. And the lead plaintiffs were Markella and Chris Sorovelis, whose home was seized after their son was busted for selling $40 worth of drugs outside it. Neither parent ever did anything wrong. In fact, they were driving their son to a court-ordered rehab program the day the police took their home. Now, civil forfeiture is basically, we're back in the days of the Sheriff of Nottingham and Sir Guy of Gisborne, where their guards are just running across the landscape, just taking whatever they want. Oh, take a pig here, take a chicken here, you know, abuse a farmer's daughter over there, with nobody to stop them. It's like we almost need a modern-day Robin Hood to deal with this. Over in West Virginia, a high school counselor, Melissa Kristnak, is charged with fraud. Apparently, her daughter went to the same school, and the counselor used her access to the school computer system to change her daughter's grades in order for the daughter to obtain scholarship money. And so she's been indicted on 6 counts of mail fraud. Nasty, nasty stuff here. All right, let's get into some of the health news. Water in 2/3 of tested schools in Detroit is contaminated by heavy metals. This is getting to be a national problem and a national disgrace. And I'm sure the bottled water companies just think it's wonderful, more business for them. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well,
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So before the commercial break, we were talking about the situation with our water. And again, going back to when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, we didn't have these issues because the government, at least in part, understood they had to care for the health of the American people in order that we would go on working and be more productive and serve the national economy. But going back to the Flint, Michigan water crisis, it looks like government just kind of dropped the ball. They stopped caring. Maybe because, you know, taking care of people who've been poisoned by the water, that's good for the economy. That's a job. You know, we don't make a lot of cars or anything anymore, but if we make each other sick and take care of each other, that's a robust economy. I don't know what their thinking is, but it is an issue. Now, I've mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again. If you are concerned about the water where you live, you can get a water testing kit from, like, eBay. They go for about $30, and they'll test your water for a variety of different things. And following Flint, Michigan, I did that here. And it turns out our tap water here on Oahu, or at least where we live, is actually very good. The only test that came back outside the norm was the water hardness, which actually makes a lot of sense when you consider we're sucking it out of an extinct volcano. But if you are concerned, you might want to consider doing the test because, you know, these heavy metals, they accumulate. And apparently, this is affecting the school system in Detroit, Michigan. They've added another 33 schools that have elevated levels of lead and copper in their drinking water. So, anyway, I did a YouTube video a while back called What Are They Thinking? I should repost that one here. Okay. Remember that story about this Amber Geiger, who is this white police officer, and she shot a man, black man, in his apartment. Now, her story was that she walked into the wrong apartment by mistake, which doesn't pass the smell test. I'm sure the guy had his door locked and her key wouldn't work. And apparently there is a witness who says something else went on down. She's been charged with manslaughter, and apparently she's now been fired. And she's retained a lawyer, and the lawyer is saying, no, it was premature, too early to fire her. You know, you know, we haven't proven her guilty on that manslaughter charge. Actually, it's going to be very hard to get away with that one. She walked into the place, pulled the gun, and shot the guy and killed him. So unless she's going to claim the insanity defense, I think she's going to go away for a while. Over in Indiana, and this is actually good news, there was this Indiana man who was found guilty of molesting a 10-year-old girl and getting her pregnant. What a horrible, horrible thing to do. And he's been sentenced to more than 100 years in prison. Great. I'm all for that one here. A while back, there was this fuss over the Sunspot Solar Observatory, which is one of the big ones that study the sun. Not that they have that much to do right now because there's very few sunspots. But apparently it was shut down and evacuated. And there were all kinds of rumors flying all over the internet about, oh, they discovered space aliens, they discovered Planet X, and all this other nonsense that usually comes out with it. Turns out it was a child porn investigation. And apparently, they had been tracking the flow of child pornography, and they traced it to an IP address that was within the observatory. And they had another complaint from within the building that somebody had seen a computer with bad images on it. And the FBI revealed that a janitor at this observatory is the main suspect in the search. He hasn't yet been charged with a crime, even though his name is on the warrant. But apparently there was a potential for this janitor to react rather non-peacefully to being arrested. And that was why they got the rest of the staff out there until they could make sure the place was going to be safe and secure. And it just keeps on going. Over at the Free Thought Project, they have another article. Apparently, a top SWAT cop, a firefighter, and several government employees were among dozens of people busted in a child sex sting operation. Now, pardon me. The sting involved inviting the would-be child predators to a home where they thought they were meeting an underage boy or girl for sex. And when they showed up at the undercover house, they got arrested. Now, this to me sounds an awful lot like entrapment. But I can understand why some people would say, we got to do something about this situation. But apparently there were these individuals who were pretending to be these underage children or the procurers of them, who were prowling around websites where these sort of sickos hang on out. and basically lured them in. So, anyway, these people are very sick, or they're on prescription antidepressants. I really don't get this. I really don't get this at all. It bothers me. If I wasn't trying to stop a war, I think I would want to devote some energy into trying to figure out how to bring all of this to an end. Because it's not about the sex. It's about the power. But mostly, you're taking away the child's innocence. You're taking away their youth. You're forcing them into adulthood. And you shouldn't do that because it's a one-way street. I think kids ought to be allowed to stay kids for as long as they possibly can because it is a one-way street. And I'm even critical of some of the advertising I see that attempts to adultify or even sexualize young children as part of advertising campaigns or encourages young people to just grow up, be adult, buy this product and whatnot. Leave them alone. Let them be kids. Don't you remember what you felt like when you were a kid? Don't you wish it could have lasted a little bit longer? Out in La La Land, California, you're not going to believe this one. First of all, a little bit of a baseline. In California, you have to be 16 to obtain a driver's license, 18 to buy a rifle, engage in consensual sex, or get married without parental consent. You have to be 21 to buy a handgun, alcohol, or marijuana. But according to a new law that just passed, you only need to be 12 years old to privately seek and consent to treatment for gender transitioning. And this new California law was written supposedly to provide that the rights of minors and non-minors in foster care, as described above, include the right to be involved in the development of case plan elements related to placement and gender-affirming health care with consideration of their gender identity. In other words, it's now legal to get a kid to think, I'm not really a boy, I'm a girl, and 12 years old, yeah, you can go on up and you can get the operation here. And get this, there's taxpayer money being provided by for this. And this is another category of, let's leave the kids alone. They'll figure out what gender they are. But there have been a lot of studies of these so-called gender transitioning programs where these young, impressionable kids are not expressing a gender preference. They're being convinced to think it's cool to say that you're not a boy or a girl. There's a lot of social pressure for these kids to just go along and say, yeah, I guess so. Maybe I am. Our whole nation is going crazy. It really is. Or at least the liberals are going crazy. I mean, this is silly. 12 years old? No. I don't think so. At 12 years old, they haven't even really begun to sexually mature yet. How can they know what's going on? This is turning into another racket. You know, you have all these gender counselors out there, you know, convincing kids that they're the other gender, and then they get sold into the grip of the medical industrial complex with the appropriate kickbacks. It's a racket, and these kids are being made the victims of it. Monsanto is trying to get the court to overturn that $289 million cancer verdict on the grounds the Diamond presented insufficient evidence. And, of course, we knew that Monsanto was going to drag this out and drag this out. And the groundskeeper himself, Dwayne Johnson, he'll never live to see the money, but his estate will, his family will. So Monsanto has applied to Superior Court Judge Suzanne Bolanos, who presided over the original trial, asking her to set aside the verdict, reduce the award, or grant a new trial. Delay, 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 delay. Alrighty. We're getting another warning of a deadly flu pandemic. This is coming out of the Sun in Great Britain, which tends to be somewhat sensational. And it's out there proclaiming a deadly flu pandemic like the Spanish flu could happen again, wiping out 400 million globally, leading flu experts have warned. So get on down there and get your vaccinations. Get your vaccinations. And they're saying it's been 100 years since the 1918 pandemic. Happy anniversary. And there's nothing stopping the flu virus becoming just as deadly again. That part, sadly, is true. It's constantly mutating. But there's something you need to understand about pathogens. A successful pathogen is one that lives with its host. Pardon me. If you have a germ or a virus that immediately kills off the infected, then they don't get to reproduce. They don't get spread around as much. They're not as successful. When measles first emerged, it was very, very deadly. But over time, it has evolved and mutated to a more benign form, where these days it's basically just a childhood nuisance. And ultimately, flu would be doing the same thing unless it's biologically engineered. Apparently, the World Health Organization, though, is very concerned about the Ebola down in the Congo, because being in a conflict zone, people are moving around a lot and they're having trouble keeping track of who might be infected, who was in contact with the affected. So we're going to have to keep a little bit of a look see on that one as well. You've probably seen the ads on TV about take an aspirin every day. And it's good for your heart. Well, it was a good marketing campaign, but according to a recent study, a daily aspirin is found to be completely and utterly useless for senior citizens, has no effect whatsoever. But again, a marketing gimmick. Sell medicine to people who don't really need it. It's one of the things, I mean, Richard Nixon was a crook. There's no two ways about it. And, okay. if you'll give me just a second here, I have to respond. Our guest is trying to Skype with me on my phone instead of going to the show. So... Okay. I can't get this thing to work here. Okay. I apologize for this break in the show here, but I need to basically get a message out to this guy, and there we are. Okay. We'll Skype you. And there we go. All right. We're all back to better here. So we're getting close to the top of the hour. Let's talk about human-caused global warming. And September broke all records for snowfall up in Canada, because apparently Canadians are not paying enough in global warming taxes to make a difference. Okay, thank you. Over in Great Britain, there is a big scandal brewing. Ofgem is the British government regulator responsible for energy, and they have been caught covering up two major scandals in the low-carbon energy industry. And the cost of these scandals involving smart meters and the renewable heat incentive may run into the tens of billions of pounds. And so Ofgem was not protecting the consumer, which is supposed to be its job. It took the side of the corporate interests profiting from those industries. And it tried to use gagging orders to silence two whistleblowers who wanted to blow the whistle and say, this stuff is wrong. They're doing bad things. Now, this story actually broke in The Guardian, which has long been committed to supporting the green industry. But they decided to actually do their jobs as journalists here. Turning to space missions in here, still no word from Opportunity. And people are thinking probably that's been the end of the operation. But it did last a lot longer than it was supposed to. The real scary thing is that apparently the Curiosity rover, the new one, the nuclear-powered one, has halted all scientific operations. There seems to be a glitch in its main computer that's blocking it from sending findings back to Earth. Now, they're going to try and fire up the backup computer inside Curiosity and try and use it to diagnose what's going on. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And during the break, I did another check to see if Opportunity rover had been heard from, and it's still no. They did actually take a picture of it using the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. And you can't see a lot of detail, but it does appear that part of the problem may be that a lot of dust was piled up on top of the rover, blocking its solar cells. So unless one of those little dust devils clean it off like happened before, that may be it. And again, it did last a lot longer than it was supposed to. we had that same luck with the Vikings. The Viking landers were literally designed and the software programmed to take 256 images from each lander, at which point they figured, that's it, mission over. And those things just lasted for years and years and years, and we had to rewrite the software to have larger labels on the image names and everything. Here's an interesting little story here. Captain Cook is kind of local history, because Captain Cook was supposedly the first European to discover the Hawaiian Islands, although there is evidence that the Spanish may have actually been here before him. But Captain Cook got the credit, and up on the north shore of Oahu, there is a beach and the outlet of a river where Cook is known to have come ashore when he was visiting this island. And apparently, it looks like they have discovered his ship, the HMS Endeavor. And archaeologists from the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project pinpointed the final resting place of the ship. Apparently, after Captain Cook died, the ship was later used by the Royal Navy in the American War of Independence, and which Britain lost, and they eventually scuttled it with a dozen other vessels off Newport, Rhode Island in 1778. So it's nice to go back and find your history like that. And interestingly enough, a few years ago, there was a reproduction of the Endeavor that sailed into Honolulu Harbor. And they were showing us around the ship, and they showed us this little brass plate was on the helm, where they had taken a piece of that Endeavor and basically put it on the space shuttle Endeavor. Okay, over in the asteroid Ryugu, Japan's two-hopping rovers successfully landed. This is the first soft landing on an asteroid, and it's a tiny object. It's got almost no gravity. And so they couldn't use wheeled or tracked rovers because they might just tumble off into space. So they've got these little plungers in the bottom that just push them up just a little tiny bit, and they hop across the surface. And so the landers made the rovers made the landing safely. Good for them. It's great stuff. Okay, apparently there's concern that thermal activity in Yellowstone is in fact starting to increase slightly. And authorities have been forced to shut down certain areas of the park after hot plumes of water erupted from the ground several feet in the air. So people are watching that closely. Okay. And there's our music. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we're going to be back with Tom. And I got to tell you, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but we'll be right back to talk about the new Civil War.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.